You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, sound the emergency podcast klaxon. Big news. The news that every West Ham fan was waiting for. Welcome to Ironcast. Welcome to West Ham United, Calvin Phillips. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Round of applause. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Why not? There we go. Ginge, how good?
Yeah, it's brilliant. What a signing. Like, so, you know, you're going to bring so much to the football club. Obviously, the way you play, you know, your range of passing. Top player. Obviously, being at a top club, playing with, you know, some of the world's best players. So, yeah, what a signing for West Ham and our football club.
Yeah. Calvin, I've just been watching you getting your media shots in the kit. And I have to say, don't you think, like, you look good in a West Ham kit? Is that just me? Do you not think? It works.
To be fair, it looks good. But I think quite a lot of things I look good in anyway.
So. Oh, nice. Like it. Mate, it's been a bit of a whirlwind couple of days for you. Like you say, being away with City. But you're delighted to be sorted and settled in and getting ready to go.
Yeah, I've delighted, to be fair. I was in Abu Dhabi with City in a warm weather training camp, and all I could think about was, you know, getting a loan sorted. And, you know, I spoke to Moisey over the phone while I was there, and he just reassured me that, you know, it's probably the best place for me to come on loan here. And, you know, I love every minute of it and every second, and so far I have done already, so. Yeah, I'm very happy coming here and signing, and you know, I'll be looking forward to getting going.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, the rumours are there's been a few opportunities down the road for you to come to West Ham. It felt like something that was always going to happen. I don't know. Did you feel like that? You feel like it was West Ham were pulling you in?
I think if City wouldn't have come in for me 18 months ago, then West Ham had probably been the club that I'd have come to. So
it was going to happen eventually.
I think so. I think, you know, it was always in the pipeline. Moisey, he's been after me for 2 years or so, he said to me on the phone. So I think eventually it was always going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, nice. And you know, a few of your now teammates, obviously Jared Bowen playing for England, and our former captain Deck as well. So, and you've played at London Stadium. So how much do you know about West Ham?
I know quite a bit. Yeah, another song before the game.
That's how you'd be off to a winner.
Yeah, I spoke to Deck quite a bit about West Ham as well, and not spoke to Jared or Ingsy or Prowsey yet, but I'll see them tomorrow at training, so yeah.
Yeah, the thing that West Ham fans that I speak to are really excited about is, like, we've signed a current England international, and West Ham fans will know you from your England performances, but Ginge, you might know Calvin from playing in the World Cup, where, of course, Wales were smashed 3-0 and Calvin played in that game.
I mean, is there any need for that? We need to talk about Calvin signing for West Ham, massive signing. You bring up Wales.
Well, awesome.
You probably watched that game, you might have tuned out.
Watched it from behind the sofa, yeah.
But Calvin, what does it mean to you to play for England? Like, what was it like pulling on that shirt for the first time?
Yeah, it was an unbelievable feeling. I can remember getting the call, actually, to say that I was getting my call up to England. And I'd not even played a prem game by then. And I remember being on the way to training in Leeds, and Gareth Southgate called me, and I, like, kind of, like, didn't answer. I looked at it and didn't answer for a couple of seconds, and I answered, and just normal conversation. And he said, we're going to include you in the next international camp. And I can remember just getting off the phone and just screaming to the top of my voice. No one else in the car on the motorway. I bet people were looking at me like, what's wrong with them?
It's a special feeling, it obviously, yeah. As Chris has mentioned, played for Wales, you know, to get that call up and to play, represent your country. It's every young lad's dream, you know, to represent your country. It's an incredible feeling.
Yeah. Euro 2020 was where you kind of really established yourself as an England player. And I wondered, that tournament as a fan was just brilliant from an England perspective. What were your favourite bits as a player? What were the memories that stick out?
I think for me, the call-up was one of them, but the first game that we played was like the highlight because it was my first tournament game against a good Croatian side as well. And then I think just more and more things, like as we progressed through, we had a little bit of a bad result against Scotland, well, the draw against Scotland, which, you know, kind of sent everyone into meltdown thinking that we weren't going to qualify. But then as the games we played Germany, which was an unbelievable game.
Oh, man. I was there that day. Yeah. What an atmosphere. It was like a third full or whatever yeah. It was. Incredible day.
And it felt like just a little bit more than just a game because of all the history and stuff that we've had with them, you know, in past tournaments and stuff like that. And then we played Denmark, where we went behind and showed, you know, good character to come back, and we won it at the end. And then just the final. It was, I can remember the final, but the final's not the first thing that popped into my head. And yeah. I know it probably should be because it was a massive game, but I'm just happy with the way that the tournament went. And I think, you know, any other day, if we played against that Italy side now, I think we'd wipe the floor with them. So.
Yeah. And then you were in the World Cup squad, and now we're looking forward to the Euros. Mm-hmm. Next summer. And it just feels like with England, we've just been getting better and better and better and closer to winning something. How are you feeling coming into kind of looking ahead to the next tournament?
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, I've just seen how well all the other players are doing, you know, that have been recently called up. And, you know, some of the main players in the team, like Harry Kane, he's been doing so well. Jude Bellingham, been doing so well. And, you know, Trent Alexander as well. And Phil Foden, who was at City. It's just nice to see all the boys doing well, and, you know, to see them doing well gives us real confidence going into a tournament, because you know that, you know, they're going to be on fire by the time we get going. So
yeah, a former England man is Jesse Lingard, who joined the club 1 January mm-hmm. and just tore it up through the rest of the season. Yeah. And actually, West Ham got a bit of history of signing players in January who go on to do fantastically well. Jared Bowen, Thomas Suchek, and other. So how are you feeling? You ready to be the next guy? I feel
no pressure.
I hope so. I just don't want to be jinxed. Yeah, I hope so. I'm looking forward to it very much. I've obviously watched West Ham quite a lot over the past few years. And, you know, I've seen the loan spell of Jesse and how well he did, and with Jared as well. So, yeah, I'm just very excited, to be honest.
Yeah, and then I was trying to figure it out last June while you were preparing for the Champions League final. West Ham, of course, winning the Conference League mm-hmm. in Prague. Did you watch it?
I didn't watch the game, but I watched the celebrations. I've seen a lot of videos of Dech celebrating, as you would. But I was very happy for Dech and Jared as well. You know, the great guys, and, you know, I speak to them quite a lot in England. So
yeah. And obviously you've seen those scenes of celebration. Mm-hmm. I checked, and you are able to play in the Europa League this year. And obviously the finals in Dublin, I believe you've got a bit of Irish heritage as well.
I
mean, is it written in the stars? Is this the next?
Maybe, could be, hopefully.
Must be a big signing. You don't normally do that much homework. You get that.
And then obviously, I mean, if you've seen West Ham this season, we've got plenty of exciting players. There's names after names, but who are the ones you're looking forward to kind of seeing it up close in personal training?
Paqueta.
He's
been really good. Kudus. And just like the I think everyone, like, because, you know, I've watched how well they've done this year. Mm. They've been doing really well this year, and I knew that obviously there were a possibility that I could be going to, you know, West Ham on loan. So, you know, I've just been excited to, you know, to meet everyone really, and see everyone at face value and see how they are. But then obviously to play with them and, you know, just experience, you know, the next part of the season, hopefully a good one in Europe as well. So.
Well, it's a great dressing room you're going into, and probably you probably spoke to Dech and boys, but it really is the lads we got there and the training ground. It's a really great and I've spoken to people about you, saying how good a lad you are. So I think it's going to be a perfect fit, mate. Everyone's super excited to have you here.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and number 11. Any story behind that? Did you just pick it yourself?
It's the only one that was left, probably.
Well, it was the only one that was left, but my baby boy was born in November, so I had to take the number 11.
Nice touch.
Yeah. And obviously, any fans who go on YouTube and watch some clips of your great goals will spot a few free kicks in there. How do you rate your chances of kicking JWP off the free kick duties?
There's no chance. He's just too good.
And then looking ahead to what might be your debut, Bournemouth, I think, might possibly under the lights here at the London Stadium. Are you excited about that?
Yeah. Yeah, I've looked at the fixtures. I know there's Bournemouth and then United in Manchester, which will be good as well. So, yeah, I'm ready and raring to go. I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, I've got a friend that plays in midfield for Bournemouth as well. So, yeah, I'll be looking forward to that game.
Yeah, brilliant. All right, well, just to wrap up, what's your final message for the fans? They're all so excited. Mm. Every West Ham fan you speak to can't wait to see you out there in the Claret and Blue. So what's your message?
Just that I'm very excited to be here. It's been a whirlwind few days, but I'm here and I'm ready to play and ready to give everything for the team.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
What a time to be a Hammer Ginge. What a time.
Exciting times, mate. Yeah. Exciting times. It's where the club's going, you know, signing someone of Calvin's sort of ability and where he's been and the exciting player he is, you know, it speaks volumes to the club. And, you know, Calvin's obviously going to be a massive part of that with hopefully, you know, looking second half of the season to a really exciting time for us.
Brilliant. Best of luck, Calvin. You're going to smash it. I can feel it.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Ironcast. Until then, come on, you Irons.
Podcast Network.